Grace, mercy, and peace be unto us from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for all the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. While growing up in Wisconsin, I learned a lot about gardening, even from a very young age. That's because our family always had many gardens and a lot of lawn. And where there are large gardens and nice lawns, there is yard work and chores. I remember every fall watching my mother cut back her roses and other perennials, surrounding them with chicken wire cages, and then having my sister and I collect leaves and other mulch to insulate them to protect the roots and the stems over the harsh winter. Then, in the springtime, we would remove the wire cages and rake away the leaves. All that we could then see was dead stems and bare ground. No sign of life at all. But pretty soon, little stems would pop out of the earth, and new shoots would come from what looked like dead canes. In a few months, many of the plants had grown up as high as our waist and were then in full bloom. What in spring had just looked like a dead patch of bare ground had become a lush, beautiful garden. This is a wonderful image to have in mind as we consider our text from Isaiah this evening. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, a branch from its roots shall bear fruit. Now, Jesse is not a very well-known figure in the Bible, but Jesse was the name of the father of the greatest king in the history of Israel, David. David was the youngest of the sons of Jesse. He was the lowest in the pecking order compared to his other brothers. But God had great plans for him. In the battle of Israel against the Philistines, the people were looking for a great warrior to bring down the giant Goliath. But instead of a great warrior, God used instead the lowly shepherd boy David to work his will. David was then anointed as king over Israel. And under his rule, Israel enjoyed the height of its prosperity. Tracts of land had been acquired, battles were won, trade was good, and peace was in the land. The people could see that God was with them and with David. David, who was just a little stem from his father Jesse, had become a great and powerful and fruitful tree. But this prosperity did not last for Israel. The nation of Israel rebelled against the Lord. Their land was taken. They were forced into exile. Entire tribes were lost, the tabernacle and the worship had been destroyed, and probably the most significant thing for the identity of a people in that day, they had no king. Foreigners ruled over them. Israel, who had once been a lush and fruitful tree in David and in the lineage, had been cut down. By all appearances, Israel had become just a dead stump, doomed to rot into nothingness. But the stump of Israel was not entirely dead. There was still life in the root. Beneath the dirt surrounding the stump, there is a little green shoot. There is hope. You see, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a descendant of David and of Jesse. Although she has no appearance of royalty or of royal stature, in her is the royal bloodline that God had chosen to bless his chosen people. And he will use this bloodline to bless again. Jesus is that little shoot from the root of Jesse. David had been used as an instrument of God's blessing. Now how will God use this little shoot, Jesus, for blessing? The prophet Isaiah writes, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. David was the lowly shepherd king who brought prosperity and conquered the enemies of Israel in battle. But with Jesus, the entire earth will be brought under his dominion. He kills the wicked, not in battle with swords and other weaponry, but with his own voice, with his own word. He arms himself with righteousness. He is a righteous and just ruler, ruling with justice and mercy toward the meek and the poor. David, although a great king, was himself a sinner. His conduct and judgment was marred with his own sin. His rule, though great, was tainted and temporal. Not so with Jesus. Under Jesus' rule, there is complete justice and complete perfection. From this little shoot, the Lord will bring about a peace such as the world has not seen since paradise. The brokenness and enmity that have existed in the world since the fall of Adam into sin will finally be done away with. Wolves and lambs, leopards and goats, lions and calves, cows and bears dwell together in peace. Children will be able to safely play near the holes of venomous, deadly snakes. In the kingdom of Jesus Christ, there is no more enmity, there is no more fear, and there is no more death. And this righteous rule of Jesus is not just for his chosen people of Israel, but is for the whole earth, for all nations. As Isaiah writes, "For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious." The name Jesus means the Lord saves. Jesus has come and has brought about his righteous rule. He had mercy on all, especially the meek and the poor. He cast out demons, fed the hungry, brought the dead back to life. And Jesus still does this among us today. Jesus, our Lord, saves us. We, though poor and meek in our sin, have been clothed with Christ and his righteousness in the waters of holy baptism. We are, so to speak, grafted into Christ's body, the church. In the church, he feeds and forgives us in his holy supper. Through the proclamation of the gospel, Christ conquers and kills our old Adam and our old evil foe, the devil. We in this holy place, in this church, enjoy the peace and joy that he has won for us by becoming flesh, living a perfect life, and dying for our sins on the tree of the cross. And from his cross, he reigns over and welcomes all. Jesus Christ, the root of Jesse, is our King and Savior, who reigns in peace and love, now and forever. And his resting place shall be glorious. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith through Christ Jesus. Amen.